Lily Rocks, Virginity for Sale, Auction of Virgins. An elite closed club in the suburbs of Moscow was selling membership, which cost fabulous money. Those with power and money are always honorary members of the club, paying for the opportunity to be masters of life and just to be themselves. The club has own rules and its own history. In its numerous cellars to which the secret doors lead, life boils. People here are born and die, laugh and hate, rejoice and cry, and each of them had their own difficult fate, which led to this terrible place. The B3rd floor is divided into two parts. Pregnant women are contained in one small block, and children of all ages are in the second, several times larger in size. Boys almost immediately after birth are given up for adoption. Girls from the very cradle come into the school of noble maidens, where they undergo rigorous training. Here they are taught to be an ideal woman, an ideal slave, to fulfill all the whims and orders of the one who will redeem them at auction at the age of 18. None of these young ladies know who their real mother is. They are deprived of parental love and affection, and pregnant women living in this elite brothel and replenishing the school with newer and newer children every year will never see their little ones after their birth. After giving birth, women have only a month to bring themselves back to normal and go on walking. They are transferred to the B2nd floor. There they are servants of members of the elite club until they are lucky enough to become pregnant again. Girls are kept like princesses. From the youngest age, they are taught how to be an ideal wife or a concubine for a wealthy man. Every year, from 50 to 100 girls are born in the club, and the groups are formed according to birth dates. Each group has about 15 to 30 people. One of these lucky ones is our main character, Diana. Since childhood, she did not know her mother and grew up with the same dungeon girls as she was. Caring teachers gave the wards everything that was required for good development: food, attention, and special education. Sometimes the children were taken to the sun. The teachers took them to a special playground in a closed park, and for Diana, these minutes were most precious. The sounds of nature, fresh air, and the gentle rays of the sun, she loved it more than anything and enjoyed these magical moments. The main part of the training of the School of Noble Maidens was to prepare the girls to be an ideal wife, lover, or slave for the buyer. Each girl had to be submissive and grateful for everything to the one who would buy her and pick her up from this place. Girls had to be ready for any hardship of life, and from birth on, the only meaning of life was to please the master. Girls dreamed about the day when they will be bought for marriage or other purposes, and then they will be able to see the sun much more often. Many rumors circulated among the girls, but no one really knew what exactly was happening after the auction. Sometimes at night, Diana and her friends managed to get into the room next door where the pregnant women were located, and then these more experienced ladies told the girls numerous nightmare stories about male perverts who beat and raped women, humiliated them, and forced to do unthinkable things. If you are lucky, then the worst person will buy you, the one who will love and appreciate you. And if not, try to put him to sleep and run away. This is the only way to survive, said one of the young future mothers, who understood that one day her daughter would also be waiting for her turn to be bought by one of the members of this infernal club. Most pregnant women looked quite old, with scars and injuries. None of them smiled. Some were kept in separate wards tight, so that they would not harm themselves. It was strange for Diana to see these women, but her curiosity overpowered, and she still tried to slip into this wing for at least a minute to learn something new and forbidden. The auction of noble girls was appointed once every 3 months, and instead of lots, it exhibited the girls who reached 18-year-old age. This close country club was famous for its auction all over the world, and people from all over the world came here to purchase outlandish goods. Someone was looking for a submissive wife, and someone needed an obedient housekeeper or slave. Girls were taught not only to serve correctly, but also to be fluent in several major languages, whose speakers were frequent customers of these auctions. The cost of each lot began with a minimum rate and sometimes reached such amounts that could cover the cost of a hospital for the year ahead. The auction hall was located on the B1st floor in the main client area, where they had hotel rooms, bars, and all kinds of unusual halls for sex comfort. Diana heard about this from pregnant women, but the girls could not leave the B3rd floor without being accompanied by one of the teachers. Today, Diana will see everything. The elevator lifted her and other lots to the B1st floor, into a huge and cozy assembly hall, located in a section separated from the hotel blocks. All the girls were noticeably nervous. The more a man pays for you, the more likely he will appreciate and care. So, girls, your task is to sell yourself at a higher price when the time comes, sighed the caring future mothers, trying to see something familiar in these children. Try to smile and do everything possible to repay the club holders for the care of you during all these years. Your task is to get as much money out of these rich people as possible, exhorted the teacher who was raising them as own daughters. Diana and her sisters did everything possible and impossible to prepare for this solemn and exciting day. Everyone understood that the better she shows herself, the more expensive she can sell herself and therefore have a much greater chance of a good life. In anticipation of a great day of the auction, Diana dreamed and hoped with all her heart that she would be bought by a caring and kind person who would be able to give her the opportunity to see the sunlight every day as well as treat her well. Most wealthy members of the club bought themselves a complacent virgin wife, fully trained how to keep the family hearth. Each girl had a chance to be bought just for marriage. With a sinking heart, Diana was waiting for her finest hour, and finally, the time has come. In 2 weeks after her 18th birthday, the cherished date of the auction was announced, which meant she would have the opportunity to leave this cozy home corner and get to a new and exciting world. After listening to the stories about the cruelty of wealthy husbands and masters, she was very worried that fate would play with her a cruel joke. But fortunately, Diana was bought by a pretty, respectable man in full bloom, and at the first glance she liked him. The hope flickering in her heart gave her confidence that since that moment everything will be fine. She was sure there was nothing to worry about. Today is the very night when Diana will first touch a man. For 18 years she saw them only in the pictures and in the form of a dummy. Her excitement had no bounds. Tonight she will lose her innocence. Her whole life she was getting prepared for this moment. She was taught to work correctly, take care of herself and talk in the right manner. By the day of the auction, every girl was fully prepared to be the most ideal wife or concubine for absolutely any man. On the night of the auction, many wealthy men gathered in the hall. Diana and several of her friends dressed in translucent clothes that did not hide their youthful dignity were waiting for the name to be announced and felt noticeably nervous. Diana knew, with her appearance, she had a great chance to get good money paid for her, which means she had a better position than her sisters. During the auction, when bids increase and the hall becomes unbearably hot from male hormones, girls demonstrate their abilities by performing a dance or gymnastic numbers. Diana heard the voices, and the audience screamed, argued and raised rates. Her heart was ready to break out of fear. It's her turn to go now. In a moment, it's her way out. A bright light hit her eyes, and for a moment she closed them, moving her face away from the spotlights. But then, having gathered herself, she smiled and turned to the public, demonstrating her graceful gait. The starting price was announced, and the room was noisy again. The stakes were rising, but not as fast and high as the girl had expected. It was necessary to help out the situation. Diana began to slightly jump, making beautiful belly passes in the air, and after spinning, crouched in a humble bow. First, she showed her favorite aplomb number. She prepared this technique to demonstrate her excellent balance and ability to stand on one leg for a long time. Then, she showed arabesque, showing the potential by her perfect flexibility and the ability to raise her leg to such any required height. She did everything that she knew better than anyone else, and at the end of her performance, she made the split and bowed to the audience, illuminating them with her childish and naive smile. The hall buzzed, and the rates rapidly went up. Diana was nervous, although she had been trained for so many years to be the perfect slave for the one who would buy her. She was terrified that she would not be able to put into practice everything that she had been taught. What if your customer turns out to be one of those who love to beat women? Will she be able to endure his bullying and be obedient and grateful to him at the same time?
Not now. Do not panic. Show yourself from the best side.
The girl tried to hide her anxiety, but sometimes it took a lot of efforts. The third hit of the hammer meant that the sale was finished, but Diana could not figure out who made the final bet. Anxiety went wild, turning into nervous twitching. The mere thought that she would lose her virginity tonight frightened the poor girl very much, and the main fear that settled in her did not let her calm down. Who is the man who will deprive her of innocence? She tried not to think about the bet and put up with the inevitable. After all, who is she in this world? Her fate was already decided from birth. Is it worse now to be so nervous if everything is already predetermined? The room where Diana was sitting was noisy and fun. Girls discussed their customers, said goodbye, made plans and dreamed. Diana sat alone with a sad face and thoughtfully looked at her friends.
I will never see them again, will I?
An unexpected thought struck her temples as the lightning, and suddenly she became very scared. She moved closer to one of the ladies, who was a hairdresser preparing them for the auction, and began to ask stupid questions, most likely to calm down and not to get answers.
Do you think a good person bought me?
She began carefully touching the subject of her interest. Who knows, daughter? There are different people here. Mostly buyers come from abroad, but they say there are those who buy a new wife every 3 years. Basically, these are the oldest and the richest members of the club. The conversation with this woman made Diana upset, and she preferred to wait for her fate aside, having secluded herself and trying not to think about anything. One of the most cherished desires of the young beauty was to fall in love with her master, so that she would be the highest value for him, so that he could provide her with good living conditions without punishing her beyond the limits she could bear. But she also realized that it was more of a fantasy, and in the real life everything could be different. The average age of buyers began from 55. On the very rare occasions, a virgin was bought by someone younger than that. The maximum age of men who were in the club and participating in the auction reached 75 years. Diana thought that marrying such an old man, or being his concubine, was the worst nightmare for every ward of the School of Noble Maidens. But no one spoke about it out loud. Each girl silently hoped that she was lucky. Also, Diana dreamed that a man in the prime of life would choose her and they would live happily ever after.